Welcome to the Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio. This week's interview features Bedford, England's blues rockers Pearl-Handled Revolver. Buzz Elliott and I sat down with a few members of the band, including Lee Vernon, vocalist and harmonica player, and Simon Rinaldo, keyboardist, along with a few other band members who joined us later in the interview. Pearl-Handled Revolver again did not disappoint. Their set ended with a rousing standing ovation at Fusion 5 in Stourport, England, this past March.
Nights of wonder, seeing stars, driving slowly, wrapped in a storm of the fear and loathing, took note of it all. When the devil cast his net, he don't care where it falls. Cast his net, he won't make it back to shore.
Buzz Elliott from Progzilla Radio and Simon Rinaldo from the great band Pearl-Handled Revolver, which, and I shit you not, I can say that, right? The whole room was standing at the end of the set, a total standing ovation. Simon, you guys are on fire.
We had fun that day.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great. Did you see that standing ovation you got, my friend?
Yeah, I got a rose.
Tell everybody about the set tonight and how you felt, because you guys looked energized.
It felt really good tonight,
It was a good sound up there. A lot of bands said they struggled with the sound.
Your sound there was good?
Fine.
Out in the hall, it was incredible.
Sounded fantastic. Good.
Really? Yes, yes.
Yeah, that makes us feel like...
You had some groupies with you here.
It seems that way.
Oh, you didn't know you had them?
No. We'll have to get some more female t-shirts.
Oh, you sure will. let's just talk, get some logistics out of the way. You saw their set. What do you think of it, man? It was awesome. How can the viewers find your music?
The website, Facebook page?
Facebook page, which is Pearl and Revolver. Pump that one in, you'll find everything that's as current as possible.
And the website.
And the website, which is pearlandrevolver.co.uk. We have all of our current gig dates are on there regularly. You've got videos, all sorts of stuff. I mean, our YouTube is probably a good place to go as well. Because
some excellent performances
are there. We do try to put a lot of live performances up there. We try to film as well as we can so that audio-wise, these guys do audio, and they're excellent at it. So, you know, usually you watch a live video and it's a bit ragged.
Right, right.
And it puts people off, so we worry about that. So we make an effort to record the audio properly.
Yeah.
And then I'm the whiz on the camera. I do a bit of editing and all that sort of stuff, so it's good fun for us, but obviously it does help. So if you really want to see what the band's like live as well, don't be put off by the fact that they're live recording.
It's very much a band you need to see live, I would say, as well.
Well,
a whole different thing to listen to.
Absolutely.
The album, and I'm going to say the vinyl, because you guys know that listen to my show, I play nothing but vinyl, and they've been so nice to get me two of their albums. There's one in the works, I hear. There's something going on. But the experience of hearing it on vinyl and then seeing it live, it's almost, that's like the platform for the song. That's the starting point for the song. And Belly, tonight, you spread it out a little bit. And I really enjoyed it. Introduce your son.
Yeah, well, this is Lucas, and
bass player.
Bass player and on occasion, and guitarist.
Yeah.
So he and I swap bass duties, and he plays guitar.
I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's been really good though, because it's kind of taken the pressure off. So he was playing, effectively, he was playing bass and everything else, juggling all sorts of plates.
Right.
And now it's freed him up on quite a few of the numbers to be a bit more exotic. Well, with what he's doing.
Did I not see him on his first gig?
You did? I think that was
the first gig. Where was it?
It was Colston.
Colston.
Yeah.
That was your first gig.
Yeah.
And your dad goes, well, we're going to let him play a couple. If you noticed him on the stage, he's got presence.
Oh, yeah. That's
yes, right. it runs in the family.
And he brings the average age of the band down.
Yeah. Now, we've got Andy over there. Now, Andy. We can't get him a shot at the moment. But, you know, normally you're not Andy anyway. It works really well because stepping in for Lucas here, he's sort of grown up with music.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows how to step into it, it's going to be him.
Oh, right.
I was already a fan of the band. I loved what he did before.
Yeah.
So I've seen the sort of transition when he came in. It's the band was already superb, but it's definitely a good addition.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, the echoes and the guitar going. Helping out with the bass, definitely, you know that. Really, really good stuff.
See, quite often we'll have a lot of those things that are qualities that are in the recordings.
Yeah.
Because they're what we hope we do.
And of course, aspire to.
The better the sound system, of course, you realise if you've got that sound on stage, then it's probably pretty good out there.
Yeah.
So you are more adventurous. And you'll try all of those things that you previously thought, maybe not what we like, we just go for it. So that's what happens when, you know, you've really got the freedom. So yeah, it's a stepping stone. The album's a beginning plateau.
Right.
But we were asked tonight, is Belly and the Whale, is that just a jam? And I said, well, strange enough, it started out as one, and I think it went on for about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Every
live version I've heard, that's why I said, you scratched it out.
Yeah.
And it's different.
Never play the same.
So you got your bass point to start, and then you flow, and I'm sure you felt the energy from the crowd tonight. And that just feeds you even more to do the solo. You feel like in the moment.
That's the thing with a lot of our tunes. Some of our structure, sort of.
Am I right to think you kind of segued into the next song tonight?
Yeah.
Because
we went into
that whole
piece, trees.
It was just insane. That was one of the best I've heard. It really worked well with the segue there.
Oh,
Mr. Segue himself.
But I'm really lucky. I just sit there and wait, and these guys, inevitably, within like 20 minutes of being in the room together, they've come up with this amazing little link to how we can go into one thing and then the other.
Uh-huh.
you know, and this is what we do with our albums as well. So we'll record all the tracks and then we'll start thinking about how they can come together, what they mean together.
Yeah.
And that's the point of your song.
You segued a song on Switch. Isn't Switch segued with
Petrol Skin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right, on the album.
Yeah, you took my job away, so I have to play, when I play one song, I have to play both songs. In the works. We were talking a little earlier, and you're on to your next album.
Yeah, that's right. I'd say we're
two-thirds.
Yeah, we need a couple of things. Every album kind of, you'll get to a point where you've got it. It feels like it's knitting together lovely, but we like to throw a spanner in place. It really helps you change your mindset before you say it's finished. Helps you go back and look at everything else again.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that last one has been the one that's made us go, this is why we need to do the others like this. They need to be rougher, or it needs to be like this. So, yeah, we always hold out at the very end. I mean, we tried a few out on you tonight, a couple out on you tonight. Gilding the Lily was one. Courageous.
Okay.
There's another one. That's been the least tried live so far.
That's the second time we've
It's definitely always wise to try things live before doing the final version in the studio. I always Yeah, I think that one.
But you end up hearing stuff as well that you wouldn't necessarily come out with in the studio.
By trying it live, you kind of like, you've got the opportunity to change things if necessary, and you kind of know what works and what doesn't, you know. Yeah.
But that, the version of Courageous, we actually recorded live in the studio.
Okay.
And so what you hear is pretty much what's on the record.
Yeah.
With some embellishments.
Oh, nice word. I like that. A little added touch.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, at a pro gig, it was really nice to see there was no Apple Mac iPad up there.
Yes.
It was all live.
No keytars.
And for the purists.
All the mistakes
are
live.
We don't use it.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
It's all just...
Yeah. Yeah, we've got some bigger things planned for the summer. There's a few festivals coming up. Neen Valley Rock Festival, which is a really great one to go to.
Right.
There's some, you've got Deborah Bonham's on, all sorts of people. Who else? Griffin.
Have you done any work overseas,
Victor.
Tom?
Next.
Sorry?
Have you done any work overseas, festivals?
Well,
yeah, we have.
We have.
Over the years, in the past, we've played it. Never.
Absolutely.
You find it works well over there, like?
Yeah, but it's obviously it's been hard to get over there.
Yeah. Well, this Brexit thing is
trouble,
like,
and, you know,
hasn't helped anybody. I don't know who's making money off of it. I haven't seen anybody. Now, it's not the people you're trying to prevent. It's not the people inside the wall you're trying to protect.
Yeah.
It's loose for the musician side.
It is hard. We'd always planned to come to the States, and we were signed to an American label some years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we never got to tour the States in the end, but
you'll get there.
One day.
Yeah.
All they got to do is hear you. I'm telling you, I do what I can to pass the word.
We appreciate it.
And but because of the and I don't like bringing it up anymore, but I am the Doors influence, the Jim Morrison vibe. It sucks you in, and America would love to. They'd love to see you guys live, but.
Well, keep spreading the word. It's a big place.
I'll keep spinning the vinyl as long as I'm around. Good. And you guys are on my hit list.
Thank you very much.
They gave me the Emerald Dawn. I saw one advertised, the Robin, Hillston.
Oh, yeah, we're playing at the Robin as well in September.
Oh, okay.
That's a good venue. We're playing at Cambridge Rock Festival. We'll have an album.
See you in
There'll be an album launch. There'll be all sorts of offshoot gigs as well that come from the album coming out.
So you're going to be, I suspect you'll be on the rock stage then.
Presumably.
Because they got rock, prog, there are three stages,
which
I think.
Neen or the Cambridge?
Neen.
We're on the main stage.
The main stage, yeah. Okay. There's a prog stage, a rock stage, and a main stage.
Yeah.
So excellent.
Nobody knows what we are. Are we rock, blues,
jazz? The label thing.
The big question, what is pro?
Well,
exactly. What is pro?
Yeah, if somebody could tell me that, we could answer that.
Nobody answers.
I prefer to say it's music that there is no box to be out of.
Yeah.
Well, then that's
it. You're just in that universe.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself, please.
Oh, I'm Andy.
What do you do, Andy?
I play guitar.
Oh, really? How long have you been playing guitar?
About 30 years. I could never tell, but...
where are you from? Bedford too?
Luton.
Yeah. Oh, that's where the airport is.
Yeah.
But that's near Bedford.
Yeah.
So all you guys met locally together.
Yeah.
None of that phoned in shit, huh?
No.
Very, very cool.
Now, the first thing you got to be is friends. Otherwise, you can't do the rest. Yeah.
That's not
fair. Yeah. Who's your influence? I'm going to throw stuff at you.
Oh, great.
Who's your influence?
Black Crowes, big for me.
Okay.
They're probably my favourite band, yeah.
Any others? What did you grow up listening to?
Don't like admitting.
Don't me, say it.
Sure.
I used to love you too,
He said it. He said it.
Earlier, the more wild, less polished stuff. Which, that's a good thing. I just love raw. You guys sound raw versus polished, which probably gives
you... I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Absolutely, because of the way you're able to feed off of the audience when you're playing. I love when you get down on the one knee kind of thing and look people right in the eyes, and it connects. It absolutely connects, and that's raw. That's raw. Otherwise, it would be slickly produced. And you don't want that.
I'll be honest, I went down to pick up a pound and I couldn't get up.
And then you found out it was only 50 pence. It wasn't even a pound.
Maybe then I
Christopher Thatch is in the house.
Right here.
Drummer extraordinaire.
Enter and sign in your name, sir. Oh, Chris.
No, what
is the beat of your instrument?
Drums.
Oh, what a coincidence that I said that. How long have you been with the band?
Since 2009, so it was about 15 years.
How long has the band been together?
Well, he had hair.
Yeah.
We started in 2004. Lucas was one.
I was just going to say, was he even born yet? Yeah.
He was one, and he's actually recently, we've got a re-release of our back catalogue now, the Psychedelic Attic. It was all mixed and mastered, and originally by me.
Okay.
But Lucas did it properly recently, and we've re-released it, and one of the tracks on there was from 2004.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was
right
three.
He was one what? when we recorded it, and we never released it.
I mean, literally, he's never heard this before, but he's only actually here because we knew this song was coming, and we were going to need the guitarist and some mixing and mastering. You see, so we had a little word with Si
and my wife. And his lovely wife.
It's essentially yes. Well done.
It was planned.
You are loved, of course.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little about your art.
Well, I'm a sculptor. I work in metal. Studied with a couple of master forgers. So I've got various techniques that I've learned on top of what I learned at university. And I try to make beautiful things. And stay away from having to look for other people. That's really.
So, are you throwing the pots and everything? No, you said metal.
Come on, I'm a forger.
Metal. You're for. Yeah. Oh, you poor. Oh, you're not sitting there. What pretty lady was it, or what movie is it?
The guy. The ghost.
No.
The ghost. Yeah.
No, we don't do any of that.
So it's that ladle thing, and you're pouring metal.
No, we don't necessarily do any casting. No. That's,
okay.
It's mostly hand forging. Hammering, wrought iron work. I make flowers, I design furniture, lighting, sculptures.
Did I see a website?
Yes, it's coming together. Yes.
I thought I saw a website with some artwork on it. Yeah. Yes?
You did.
No, you're not ready to present it.
Well, it's bubbling up, but things take a while.
It's coming.
I am only.
It's coming.
And yes, so check out. Floral Copper on Etsy, and check out Lee Vernon BA on Facebook, and you'll see some of my work if you're interested at all. But this is about music.
Well, it's all about writing, creating.
Well, yeah.
You're just left-brained, I guess that's called, right?
Well, I mean, it does affect what I write, so I suppose there are a few examples. One of the new songs I write, I forged the bars of my own jail, is one of the lines.
Interesting.
There are things that play out within my lyrics.
That's good.
That bleed into it.
Simon writes most of the music, am I correct?
Well, I'm not going to take credit, because we all write together.
Everything is played together first.
But they're your lyrics.
I'll probably often write that.
Everybody shares them.
You know, I'll waffle a load of rubbish with these guys for the first two or three nights. And we record it. And I have to sit there and listen to my gibberish. But the beauty of not having a lyric to begin with, you know what harmonies and things work.
Right.
So I can hum if I want to, but I choose to. And I'll find a few words and a few things really resonate. And before you know it, you haven't had that horrible time looking at a blank page trying to write something. You've already got the melody and the harmony. And a few of those words have come out at you. And from there, I'll write very often the rest of the song outwards from there.
They happen very quick. Yeah. And,
yeah. It's amazing talking to all the musicians. Everybody has a different way to get inspired to write. But ultimately, as everybody's coming down to, is it music first or lyrics?
We write the music and we jam.
Yes,
we do a lot of jamming.
Yeah.
Just playing them out. We do that a lot.
I think the lyrics are just our way of structuring what we do. in a way.
Oh, well, so it's structuring the composition.
They mean, every time they mean, a great deal.
Sure do. Oh, you show it in
a performance. So I don't need to understate that, but they are really like an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
So once the lyrics, then the lads are very nice to me, and they go, "Yeah, okay, we'll go for that." And we might take something out, or you know, sometimes they're overzealous with the amount of lyrics, so we'll take a few bits out. There'll be a little bit of cutting and pasting here and there, but essentially, it kind of helps us all mark the post within that song, so you know where you are.
Sure. You know, sure, yeah.
See, for example, I've put some new lines in piece by piece tonight because I was bored. I'm going to make up the second verse, I'm going to make it up, I'm going to have some fun with it.
He forgot the lyrics.
But you heard it, nobody out here knows.
Nobody forgets words they write, so you can make them up whenever you like. That's the beauty of what I did. So I did, and it's really strange because Chris actually missed a beat when he heard me say it.
And they because he, lyrics, you threw him off, he heard
yeah,
something.
And I looked around at him and you went, So he knew. He went, you changed it. And so, yeah.
Did he answer back? Like, did he answer back with an odd beat somewhere?
No, I just gave him a raised eyebrow. We have our methods.
Yeah. Well, okay, guys. We're going to wrap it up, and they're going to kick back over to the stage. Once again, Lee Vernon, Simon, it's Lee and Simon, and
Lucas.
Chris.
Andy, you can hear him, you can't see him.
That's always the way.
And I want to thank these guys. I'm going to see you in Milton Keynes next Saturday. We're going to see Frank with Buzz and I. We're going to see Frank up in Glasgow on Friday.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'm taking the train down to see you guys.
Wow.
I got a spare ticket to find somebody. See a pretty lady on the street of Bedford?
There weren't many. No.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. That's going to do it for tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been a fantastic fusion festival. The bar keeps raising after every band. Unbelievable. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm going to send it back to the board, and I'll see you all tomorrow.
This has been the Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio. You've been listening to an interview with blues rockers Pearl Handled Revolver and music from their vinyl albums If the Devil Cast His Net and Fantasy Reigns. A big thank you to the band, Fusion 5 promoter Steve Gould, along with Progzilla presenter and musician Buzz Elliott, and you, the fans and lovers of progressive music.
Hashtag goddamn boy. Hashtag goddamn boy.